time. People say I don't have enough time, but we've all got 24 hours in our day. We've all got 168 hours in our week. We don't know how many years we've got. It could be 50, 60, 70, it could be 110, we don't know. But the actual days of 24 hours and 168 hours in each week, we've all got the same. So why is it that some people seem to get a massive return on their investment for their time and other people seem to be constantly running out of time? And return on investment usually gets related to money, of course. I'm going to invest my money in this particular stock or share or bank and I'm going to get a return on my investment. And we wouldn't invest money if we didn't think we were going to get a return. Interestingly, however, we can always get more money, but we can't get more time. Time is the thing that once it's gone, once it's wasted, once it's been spent, you can never get it back. So what if we treated time like money? And I'm sure you've heard that before, that if you started burning money, people would think you're really silly. And yet we waste time on a regular basis and nobody seems to think it's very silly because everybody else seems to waste time. But what if you decided from this day forward that I'm going to get a return on my investment? So I can't get any more hours than 24 in my day. I can't get any more hours than 168 in my week. But I'm going to make sure that for every hour that I have, I'm going to get a return on my investment. And probably like with money, a great place to start is what do I do with my money? Do I invest it? Do I spend it? Or do I waste it? And the beautiful thing about having a budget for money is you can work out where your money's going so you can then allocate it differently and you're aware of, okay, this is where I spend my money or I waste my money or this is where I could invest my money. So what if we did the same thing with time? What if we said to ourselves or we sat down and physically wrote it down, these are my 24 hours. In the last 24, what did I invest, what did I spend, and what did I waste? And there's three different things there. One is I got a return on my investment, so I put an hour in, but I got this much back. Spend is I that time went past. I didn't get an investment from it, but I also didn't lose any value from that time. And then wasting time is I put an hour in there, but not only did I not get a return on my investment, but I feel like I wasted my time. It's like an hour I can't get back. It's like $100 that I can't get back. I gambled it and I'm never going to get it back. So that's probably the best place to start is what am I doing with my time and have a real close look. Then if you have a look at the three big wastes of time, we might not now be looking at 24 hours or 168 hours in a week, we might be looking at an overall lifetime. So if you have a look at your 24 hours in a day though, or your 168 hours in your week, and ask yourself this question, am I in a job that I love? Do I have a career that I'm passionately, madly excited about? Am I in a business that adds massive value to other people's lives and I love doing it? Because when you have a look at time, you're probably looking at, yes, 5 days a week and yes, 48 weeks of the year, but probably 50, 60 years of your life. So if you do not have a career that you love, if you're in a job that you're not excited about, if you're not in a business that you are excited, passionate, and motivated about the product or service that you're selling, you're now looking at 50, 60 years of wasted time, which is a lot more than the 24. So if you're looking at allocating time now effectively from a budgeting point of view, one of the big things to look at might be, okay, overall, could my biggest waste of time be that I'm in a job that I hate? And what if I'm stuck there for the next 30, 40, 50 years? Best I stop wasting that time because I can't get it back. The second one is it has been suggested that if you are in disrespectful relationships, if somebody's treating you badly, what that does for your own self-esteem and your own self-respect and even your own self-confidence, the way you feel about yourself, may stop you then from investing your time in a new career, investing your time in a sport, investing your time with different people because that relationship is forcing you or you're allowing it to force you to stop doing the things that you love. And imagine this, imagine if you had a job that you hate, 8 hours a day, and then you go home to a disrespectful relationship where every hour that you put into that relationship, you're getting physically or mentally beaten up, God forbid, or the person's not treating you with respect. So now you've got, except for the 8 hours or 6 or 7 hours that you're sleeping, the rest of your life is being wasted in a bad relationship and in a bad job. Yuck. And then once you've got those things happening in your life, the third thing seems to be that we now waste a lot of time making excuses for why we're still in that lousy job, making excuses for why we haven't got rid of this terrible relationship. We blame all other aspects of our life for why we're so miserable. We justify why we're staying. We whine about our boss, or we whine about our job. We whine about our husband or wife. We whine about our life. We complain about why things can't be different. So instead of investing time on finding a solution, creating a better life, we're now seriously wasting time whining about one and two, which is our job and our relationship, which ultimately, except for the time that you're sleeping, is your life being wasted. And the really sad thing there is if you're not sleeping well because you don't like your job and you're in a disrespectful relationship, you now don't even have that time to get a bit of peace of mind. So the biggest waste of time, how do we remove them would be the question. The biggest return on investment of your time. So the flip side of, okay, I don't want to waste time anymore. Where will I put my time? Where I will get the best return on my investment? And it's been suggested, number one is your education. The more you learn, the better, obviously. It's when people say what you don't know doesn't hurt you is obviously not true. If you haven't learned how to drive, or you haven't learned how to use a computer, or if you haven't learned about the education required to get the job that you want, or the career path that you want to open, the business that you want, then you can't do it. If you don't know how to have a successful business, it will fail. If you don't know how to choose a great person in your life, obviously you'll get a poor relationship. But the education that you get needs to inspire you to take action. So you need to feel so confident in your education that inspires you to take action, to have a career or business that you love, to be in a great relationship, and to do the things that will add massive value to your life. So number one is education, great investment of time. So I put an hour in, but I get a whole lot more back. The next one is obviously exercise, if you're healthy, fit and strong. And you could say, well, eating healthy and exercise. However, you can't exercise without great fuel. If you want to get the best return on your investment from your exercise, you obviously need to fuel effectively. So they go together. But the thing with exercise, if you have a strong body, a strong muscular system, strong bones, you'll also have a strong mind, because when you push yourself in your exercise program, that makes you mentally tough as well. So an exercise program that gets you fitter and stronger, one that produces results, will then make sure that you handle the tough stuff that comes into your life, so you won't waste time on moaning and whining, complaining and justifying and blaming all the reasons why your life isn't good. Because you're mentally and physically strong, you'll do something to change it. So number one, return on investment is education. Number two is your exercise. And then number three is your circle of influence, the people who add massive value to your life. So a poor investment in time is people who are disrespectful of you, who don't push you to achieve your goals, who don't hold you accountable, who pull you down, who say that you can't do it. The opposite of that, a great investment of your time is to invest time with people who count on you, push you, hold you accountable to achieving your goals. The people in your life who give you a return on your investment, because if you invest an hour with them, you walk away feeling like you got $1 million worth of value, because you feel good about yourself, you've got more self-confidence, you were educated by them because they've shown you quicker, safer, better ways to do things. So when you have a look at allocating your time, get rid of the things that waste the most time, which is that bad job, the bad relationship, and then making excuses and justifying and blaming all of that. Have a look at where can I find the very best and the largest amounts of time to get a great education, to exercise that will produce results, and the people I invest my time with, who are they? What kind of people do I need to invest the most time with? And that's when you sit down and do your budget. So in your budget, it's just say, okay, I've got 168 hours or I've got 24 hours. Where am I going to allocate my time? And of course, the biggest question to ask when you're doing that budget is this. This is my purpose. My purpose is to have a career that I love. My purpose is to be in great relationships. My purpose is to wake up every day loving my life. Is what I'm doing right now the best investment of my time to make that happen? And it's the ultimate question in time. Is what I'm doing right now the best investment of my time? And if the answer is yes, what will be the return on my investment? So if you're hanging out with a group of people that are negative, nasty, criticizing, and saying horrible things about people, am I going to get a return on my investment from hanging out with these people? Yes, no. And if yes, what will be the return on my investment? Now, sometimes you get stuck in a group like that. You might be at a social event where it would be rude to walk away. If you can't walk away from a negative group of people, you still have to get a return on your investment. So rather than complaining, I got stuck with this terrible group of people, that's when you say to yourself, okay, what can I learn from these people? What can I learn not to do? How can I learn not to act? How can I learn not how to treat people? So always look for ways to get a return on your investment, even if you're not in the perfect situation. But ultimately, when you've got 24 hours and you're doing your budget, you say, okay, I'm going to invest these hours doing this. Is it the best use of my time to get a massive return in my investment? Then there's another really great question. Is what I'm doing right now adding massive value to my life and or other people's lives? And be careful, because sometimes when you are constantly focused on adding massive value to other people's lives and you forget to look after yourself, you then start blaming, whining and complaining that you give everything to everybody else and you don't give enough time to yourself. So obviously you can't add massive value to other people's lives unless you're looking after yourself first. So before you start allocating time to, I'm going to look after my family and my friends and my job and my church and my social group, when you're doing your budget, make sure that you get looked after first. And that's not selfish, that's just called logical and smart. Because if you don't invest time in yourself and get a return on your investment, then obviously your investment in other people will be poor, because you'll end up tired, burnt out, angry, bitter and twisted because you're looking after other people and not looking after yourself. So it's a great question to ask. Then whatever you're doing at the time, simple, what is my return on my investment right now? So if you're watching television, if you're Facebooking, if you're doing random internet searches, if you're playing computer games, if you're standing around with a group of people gossiping or you're criticizing, what is literally the dollar return on your investment? So if you were getting paid to do this, how much would it be worth? Now, some people do get paid to watch television and some people do get paid to look at Facebook. And yes, some people get paid to do random internet searches. But the question would be, if this is my job, is this a good return on my investment? Am I doing this because I'm absolutely passionate about it and I love it? And just remember that for every minute that you invest in any of those things, you can never get that minute back. So if you you waste a minute gossiping about somebody, that's a minute you've wasted on something that could add massive value to your life. So always ask yourself, is what I'm doing right now giving me a return on my investment? And if so, what would that return be? Again, a really great question. So the people that are the best investors of time, the investment brokers, as you might say, so you go to a money broker and you say, here's my money, can you please distribute it wisely so I can get a return on my investment? So the people that are the best at this with time, and if you look at time and money as being the same thing, however, time is far more valuable because you can't get more time, but you can get more money. If you have a look at the people that are the best at this, there's three things that they do. They are educated, disciplined, and motivated, but they're self-educated, they're self-disciplined, and they're self-motivated. So if you want to get good at investing your time wisely, if you want to be a great broker of your own time, then have a look at how do I get the best education. And the word discipline again, what do I need to do right now, even if I don't feel like it, to make sure that I get that return on investment? And motivated simply means that you've got a reason to do it. And self-motivated means that nobody's got to push you and it's not a have to do it, so I want to do it because I've decided this is what my life's going to be. So if you have a look at investing your time wisely, you have to get personally self-educated, you have to be a self-disciplined person, you have to be self-motivated. You shouldn't need somebody to come along and get you motivated, because of course the question is, what if they don't show up? The last one is, when you're putting your budget together, there's three R's to this. If I'm going to get a top return on my investment of time, I need to have respect, I need to get results, and I need to take full responsibility for my life. And this is just common sense, of course. But I have to have respect for myself. If I don't respect my own time, then I'm going to, if I don't respect myself and my own time, I'm going to waste my time. If I don't respect other people, that's when you spend time gossiping and whining, complaining and stealing people's dreams and telling them they can't do it. So it's a lack of self-respect or respect for other people. And then if you don't have respect for things, and sometimes people giggle a bit about this with me because I'm clean and tidy and want to be effective and efficient. But one of the things that wastes a lot of time is looking for something because you don't have a tidy house. People say, Roa, you're fanatically tidy. But the reason for that is when you put something somewhere, you know that when you go back there, it's going to be there, which means you don't waste time trying to find things. If you keep your car clean, if you keep your house clean, and you've got a disciplined system for doing that, you then don't have to waste time. And these people that spend a whole day cleaning their house or a whole day cleaning their car. If you do the little things every day to keep yourself organized, then you don't waste time having to do the whole thing that takes a ridiculous amount of time. And in between times, you feel disorganized and even disrespected because your house or your things aren't the way they should be. So it's a respect for yourself, a respect for other people, and then, of course, a respect for things, which then gives you a better return on your investment of time. The results come from always asking this question: what do I want? Why do I want it? And how will I get it? And if you've got those three questions in your mind all the time when it comes to I've got to get fit, or I've got to plan for an event, or I've got to do my job, got to get a mission completed or a project completed by this time. So the question is, what do I want? Why do I want it? And how will I get it? And that then goes into your time planning. And then responsibility. If we take full responsibility for every hour of our day, every week of our month, every month of our year, and every year of our life. So it's not about, well, they stole my time, or they came and I had to do something for them and I didn't get what I wanted done. You have to take full responsibility for your own time. So if you allow people to steal your time, that's not their challenge, it's yours because you allowed it to happen. If you allow people to come and waste your time by gossiping, talking negatively, just encroaching on your time so that you can't do the things that you need to do. And then it goes back to that question: is what I'm doing right now giving me the result that I want to get the best return on my investment? And sometimes that means saying to people, please go away. I'm have other things that I'm doing right now. I need to invest my time wisely. And the way you share that with people is obviously completely up to you. But if you take on the responsibility to get the results and the respect for yourself, then it's very easy to do that time budget. So ultimately, at the end of all of this, it's sitting down and saying, okay, these are my 24 hours. What are my top priorities? Where am I going to invest my time the most wisely so I get the best return on my investment? And stick to it. And if you ever get off path, you ask yourself again, is what I'm doing right now giving me the best return on my investment? Is this group of people I'm hanging out with right now giving me the best return on my investment? And instead of having a life where I don't like my life and I don't have the things that I want to have and my life is not the way that it should be, if we take full responsibility for our time, then it becomes really easy to take full responsibility for our money, which is the next step to this, how to get better return on investment for my money. But it always starts with your time. You can always get more money, but you can't get more time.